You are loved, Joe Biden embraces transgender children at White House Pride Month celebration. By Simon Kent on June 11, 2023. Transgender children were singled out for special attention by President Joe Biden on Saturday when he told them they are loved during Pride Month celebrations at the White House. We need to push back against the hundreds of callous and cynical bills and laws introduced in states targeting transgender children, terrifying families, and criminalizing doctors and nurses, Biden said, according to a White House transcript of his speech. These bills and laws attack the most basic values and freedoms we have as Americans. That's not hyperbole, that's a fact, the right to be yourself. The right to make your own health decisions, the right to raise your own children. The event, which the administration described as the largest Pride event hosted at the White House, was initially scheduled for Thursday, but was postponed because of poor air quality flowing in from Canadian wildfires. Biden said transgender children and their parents should not have to fear for their safety, feel singled out or demonized. I want to send a message to the entire community, especially to transgender children, you are loved. You are heard. You are understood. And you belong, Biden said. Biden's support for transgender issues is well known. As Breitbart News reported, back in March he celebrated Transgender Day of Visibility by delivering a speech in support of the movement. On Transgender Day of Visibility, we want you to know that we see you just as you are. Made in the image of God and deserving of dignity, respect, and support, Biden said in a social media update. He made no mention of the massacre that occurred 5 days earlier at a Christian school in Nashville, Tennessee, after a transgender shooter allegedly murdered 6 individuals, including 3 children. Several commenters were outraged by the president's announcement. They deserve mental health treatment for gender dysphoria. A mental illness, one said as another added, what about Christians? What an absolute perversion of the word of God, another remarked. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.